Despite the steady drumbeat of negative headlines in commercial real estate, and specifically in the office sector, demand for space in most property types remains quite strong. Fundamentals in the retail and hotel sectors are as healthy as they've been in years, thanks to a robust U.S. consumer, while warehouse and logistics properties continue to be top performers. Apartment demand is sturdy, in part due to poor home affordability, and has kept the sector resilient despite elevated new construction in some markets. In all, every sector outside office has experienced income growth that is above its two-decade average. Of course, no discussion of CRE would be complete without a mention of interest rates. The rapid increase in rates over the past 2 years has caused financing costs to surge, a critical factor for an asset class in which debt generally comprises more than half the capital structure. The doubling in CRE mortgage rates from 3.5% in 2021 to around 7% or more today has caused cap rates to rise and property prices to fall, and investors to wait on the sidelines. After a quiet 2023 from an investment standpoint, this year will be a critical one for the CRE market. The essential question is, will there be opportunities for investors this year? We strongly believe the answer is yes, but perhaps not in the places many are accustomed to. Property prices are unlikely to rebound with interest rates remaining elevated, thereby capping returns for traditional CRE equity investors, and the aforementioned strong fundamentals have limited the opportunity set for distressed investors to troubled office buildings. Rather, the opportunity is likely to be in CRE debt, specifically on the private side, where lenders can tailor deals to enhance downside protection. The combination of yield, hard asset collateralization, and lender-friendly terms in today's debt market speaks to an opportunity to take advantage of a market dislocation while remaining defensive amid broad uncertainty. For a deeper dive into this topic, you can find our chart book and lots more insights on fsinvestments.com.